Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
Welcome to Monday morning across the southeast. Another beautiful day and a beautiful week ahead. It is the 13th of July.
This is living, lads.
This is living. My favourite thing about this whole, like, spectacle of summer 2026 is that we haven't had to put on trousers.
I said this to you this morning. I am going to be devastated. It doesn't look like it's this week.
No.
And it may not even be next week. But I'm going to be devastated when I have to put trousers on my legs again.
I can't imagine putting trousers on.
I'm living with skinny jeans. It's going to feel so claustrophobic.
You might have to move to a boot cut. You might not be able to go back to skinny jeans. It's just been joyful. And it's been, I suppose, unexpected because we haven't had this for a long time. And I keep saying to Eve, like, people will talk about the summer of 2026. Mm. It's been glorious. Particularly the last weekend. It's just been, from start to finish, stunning, stunning, stunning. So what we are doing this morning is we are looking for your heatwave highs of the weekend, right? We want to reward you this morning for getting us excited, getting yourself excited. I know it's Monday and a lot of us have to work through this, but surely there was something that happened to you over the weekend that just made you go, heatwave high! Jazz hands, everybody!
No,
heatwave high! Okay, I have loads of heatwave highs.
Okay,
right? And what I will say is, the best and highest high this morning, we will reward with some cinema passes. Okay, yeah, we will. We will. Because I'm feeling good. Heatwave high! Where do I start? I think I'll start with Saturday evening when we finished doing Beats Got Talent in Wexford Rocket Science. Rocket Media Studios. We were there. We had a brilliant afternoon, but it was very, very hot, right? We were inside.
Yeah.
And I had one dream and one dream alone. And I wanted to sit outside and enjoy some tunes in the sunshine. Kind of make you feel like you were in Ibiza.
Yeah.
And we went... Can I say?
I think it's okay.
We went to the Thomas More Tavern and we sat outside and there was a DJ playing and we danced and we just vibed in the sun. Me, Niall, Dana from Beat, Brian was there, Tom was there, Eve was there. We were just living the dream basically, pretending we were on holidays in the sunshine. That was my heatwave high. Also a heatwave high was when Tom brought me out a salad in the garden last night. Living. Okay, there you go. I'm very easily pleased. It was a nice salad though.
Yeah.
Go on.
Heatwave highs for me over the weekend start Friday morning and tomorrow, just absolutely unbelievable. Similar to show, we worked so hard on Saturday and we were so sticky, just to sit in the sunshine with friends and have a drink was beautiful, with tunes. And similarly, I did that Friday night too. Went out early because I'd be home early. Ended up staying later than I intended.
Because it was so warm.
Perfect spot, Apple Market, watching the world go by. Yeah. Everybody was vibing and it was just beautiful to hang out with friends in that weather.
Okay, this is your opportunity, your chance to boast about what was your heatwave high from the weekend, particularly if you can do it in a voice note. What was the highlight of the heatwave?
Maybe you went
to
the beach, maybe you got the perfect 99, maybe you went to the hurdy-gurdies or had a beautiful early morning swim.
Maybe you just sat in the back garden for the whole weekend and lived it up and you were quite content to do so. You've got a voice note us or message 085 1029103. We'll pick our favourite one.
Summer's here.
Summer's
and
here.
It's living here permanently
and
at the moment.
And we are making it last. We are making the most of it. Loving these messages so far. Keep them coming. What was your heatwave high of the weekend? 085-102-9103. Let's start with Valine.
I love this. The pride in this.
This has made me absolutely smile.
You're going to cry again.
No, I might cry. Hi guys, my heatwave high was yesterday. We went to Cahor Beach and my 10-month-old puppy... Oh my God, she just sent a picture.
Bear. Oh my God.
Amy.
I can't see him yet. Hold on, it's low.
Oh my God, the eyes. His name is Bear. He's 10 months old.
10 months, sorry.
Yeah,
guys.
She was scared that he would be afraid of the beach. He ran straight down the hill, across the sand, dived into the waves. He was amazing. Made everyone laugh.
Are you all right, Amy?
Don't cry.
Oh, my heart.
That's what Niall has ever said. It's funny, but like she's so proud of him. Valine, his eyes. How could you not be proud? Bear, you're an absolute superstar. A legend of the heatwave is there.
Now, we met Pamela on Friday morning
while
we were doing our outside broadcast and her gorgeous daughter, and they had big plans for the weekend. Here's Pamela.
Of course, meeting you and Niall on Friday morning was the highlight of my start to my weekend. And then we took ourselves off to Duncannon, a beautiful, sunny South Wexford, and the best of company, the best of friends, and campervan weekend. Absolutely brilliant. Have a great day, guys.
You are amazing.
You send us the pics. The camper van looks deadly, I have to say.
Thank you so much, gorgeous girl. And thank you for coming to see us on Friday. Your weekend looked fabulous. That's
Mark,
a very fancy camper.
In Wexford, next.
How are you doing, Pete? My heatwave high was we eventually got the pool filled.
Nice.
Because we're on a well, so it took a fair long time for it to actually fill up. But the kids got to go in and have a good old swim around in the heat wave, and they were delighted.
Deadly.
With their inflatables and all that sort of stuff. Lovely.
Lovely. Mary-Kate's in Wicklow, and we know Wicklow people had quite the weekend.
Yeah.
Lads, there was no better heat wave highlight this weekend than sitting in Croke Park and the final buzzer blowing and Wicklow winning the Tall Tin Cup. There is no better feeling than that. No better heatwave high. Best thing to ever happen. Ever. In centuries,
ever.
It was the best thing to happen. Great weekend. Great matches. Just unbelievable.
Mary-Kate, you've no voice.
Yeah, but gladly so. Breedine has just been on, lads. This is something I wanted to do. My heatwave high was the midnight swim in Bagnallstown outdoor pool on Saturday night. I saw this on Facebook. Tunes playing, lots of inflatables, and the pool was warm. Amazing experience.
I would love to go to that. That sounds deadly.
One of my favourite things, you know, when you go away, is the pool at night. And most places you're not allowed to swim. But the fact that you can get into the water and just enjoy it. Like, it's in Bagnallstown, lads. Please be upstanding for Bagnallstown outdoor pool.
Lisa was on to us too.
Hey guys, happy beautiful Monday. Ooh. I guess my heatwave high this weekend was, so I have two small kids and a husband, and I love to dress up matching clothes, but I only get to do it on summer, like on holidays in foreign countries because of the weather. And this weekend we went to a wildlife park and I got to dress us in matching outfits because the weather was so nice and it just made my weekend. And that was my heatwave high. Thanks, guys.
You know what? Lisa, everybody needs a dream, I suppose.
Lisa, I just want to know, like, how you got your husband to agree to this. Because if I said to Tom, we're going off for the day and
in
we're
matching outfits.
He'd be gone.
He'd throw you out of the car.
It'd be over.
Yeah. Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and show on Beast Breakfast.
Okay, for the last week, it's kind of been non-stop.
Me not working hard. Yeah, right.
Pitbull Mania with two massive outdoor gigs in Ireland at Marty Park in Dublin and Thomond Park. And then he moved on to London on Thursday, Friday, where there's been more mania. And it seems that if you were going to his gig, everybody had to wear one particular item.
I kind of like this because it means we'll talk to Amy in a second because she was in Thomond Park last Wednesday night. But I like the fact that you don't really have to think about what you're going to wear if you are going to indulge in what has become a bit of a phenomenon. So Pitbull has set the first Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people wearing bald caps. Now, unfortunately, it wasn't in Thomond Park. The capacity of Thomond Park is 25,600, okay? Mm. So in Hyde Park on Friday night, ahead of a set at the British Summertime Festival over the weekend, a total of 22,141 people wore the caps to the event.
They hand them out at the gate, I wonder, or did people
actually
have to bring
break
their
the
own?
Record?
If you, normally,
maybe.
If you're trying to break a record, you will provide them to people.
Yeah. Most people also wearing the caps had the suit, the aviator sunglasses and the dark stick on. What do you call those? The no, it wasn't a moustache.
Not a goat.
No, is it a goatee? Anyway, they were wearing white shirts, black ties. They were doing the complete Pitbull look and he was delighted that he had also been part of this record breaking
he even wore
moment.
A cap. Greg James put a cap on him.
So Amy, you went to see Pitbull in Thomond Park. You wore the cap.
I had my dad's white shirt. I got your ball cap from when you needed them.
Yeah.
And Megan left it here. So Megan had to buy me another one outside Thomond.
She left it?
Yes.
After all of that,
she bought me another one. She bought one for herself. Two for a tenner, lads.
So clever of all the people that were selling them. Like Tuesday night, they were selling Stetsons.
Yeah.
And Wednesday night, it was the Pitbull caps.
Yeah.
So how sweaty was it? Be honest.
It was fairly sweaty.
Yeah,
you were a lot of hair. How did you get it all up in there?
I just put it back. I didn't actually slick it back or anything.
Okay.
Now, when I took the cap off, it was sweat.
Yeah.
And my hair was so greasy. Yeah. It was rot.
Niall has like a little bit of a, I suppose, not an issue, but like he just, go on, what did you say before you came on? Say it. Like,
I have a lot of beautiful friends and I'm not sure the bald cap accentuates their beauty is what I'd say.
I thought they looked beautiful.
Thanks very much, Joe.
I thought you looked stunning.
I thought we looked unreal.
Yeah, I did too.
I just think it's a big night out. You want to be, I know you looked really glam for Shania, but like, yeah, I just don't know.
It's for Pitbull.
Yeah.
Like, when I tell you, I've never had that much fun. Like, it was so freeing that you didn't have to worry about what you were wearing.
You weren't worried about what you were looking like.
Just looked the same.
Yeah.
Emma made said so the many same. Friends. My friend, she was there in Marley Park, and she just said, it was the most fun night they've had.
Yeah, such
the
crack.
It just sounds like Pitbull is a party. Like, he is literally just a party, and everyone looks like him. Yeah. And that is what I aspire to be.
Mm.
All right.
Okay.
Fair play.
You dream.
Yeah.
You dream.
And Pitbull, everybody.
Beat breakfast.
Wednesday morning, my computer says record high, everybody. Hot. And we were talking about food and really what is happening. Have you stepped outside your house recently and gone, someone in the vicinity is having a barbecue and I want to be there. You know that smell? You can smell like the steak, you can smell the burgers, you can almost
see the smoke sometimes.
You can smell the salads. Do you know what I mean? You can smell the potato salad. You just know that your neighbour is having a barbecue and you want to be there.
Do you know what? We haven't had a proper barbecue yet either.
Neither have we.
Like, we've had, like, you know, dad goes to the pool and he'll come home and he'll throw on a burger for himself, for sure. We're just all there looking at him like, and
he doesn't do it for everybody.
He'll put on a few then, do you want a burger? But like, we haven't, well, since I've been home anyway, we haven't had a massive barbecue. Usually we'd have, like, you know, the whole trimmings. You'd have the drumsticks, the skewers, the steak.
You have salads, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What's in your salads?
Mama makes an unreal Waldorf salad.
Waldorf,
with the apple and the celery.
Walnut.
No,
apple. Is there not walnut in that?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. There's some kind of nut
walnut
in it. No, it's Waldorf or something.
Yeah, but is it not? Because there's walnuts in it and it's called Waldorf.
I don't know.
085-102-9103.
Like, pasta salad, potato salad. So I haven't had that yet. But the barbecue is the star of the show. Like, you could have a salad any day of the week.
No, but I don't think you can have a barbecue with all the, like, stuff on the barbecue without the do you know what I mean? I love the picky side bits as well. Anyway, what I was going to say was, we are in full flow barbecue season, right? And so many of you are barbecuing and you're living your best life every night. It does make you feel like you're on holidays, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to test out how well you are familiar with barbecue sounds, right? Now, this might seem ridiculous, but we put Killian to the test over the last few days. Where was this? Where did you record these?
In my back garden.
Okay.
The barbecue.
All right, okay.
Yeah, the barbecue. Just
so when your dad was putting
he was putting different stuff on and off, and I was like, well, I'll record each individual one now and see, can you guess, like, is that a sausage, is that a steak, is that
would
a
burger? Would you know the difference between the sizzle?
Oh, you would. Yeah, you would.
Okay. Mon's just confirmed walnuts in it, apple, celery and grapes.
I know what it is. It's just, I know the name is, it's not a walnut salad, it's a Waldorf. I may ring my mother, wake her up. You know, it's driving me insane now.
We want to play barbecue sizzle this morning, right? So all you've got to do is WhatsApp BBQ to 085-102-9103. If you are a seasoned barbecuer or if you just love a barbecue, you might be good at this game. All you have to do is correctly identify what is sizzling on the barbecue, okay? If you want to play BBQ to 085-102-9103, are you going to test me first? No?
No, well, no. Do you want
to? Hang on a second. That's a steak, I'd say, is it?
You would be 110% correct.
That's a steak.
That is a steak.
I knew. Because it had that kind of, it almost had that, like, fullness to it. Do you know what I mean?
The fullness.
You go for it. We're handing it over to you this morning, the barbecue lovers of the Southeast. Let's play barbecue sizzle. 085-102-9102. I love it. Barbecue sizzle, everybody. Barbecue sizzle. Let's have a barbecue. Right. We haven't done this for a while, actually. We haven't randomly rang people, so let's go for it. You know what happens here? Anything goes. Who are we starting with? We're going to Carlo first, are we?
Simba.
Let's see if you answer. Let's find out if you can correctly identify what is sizzling on Killian's barbecue or his dad's barbecue.
Don't let me down.
He entered. So, unfortunately, I'll have to play. Oh. Simba!
Hello!
Welcome to the show, darling. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
We're good.
Come
yeah?
here. Are you enjoying the fine weather?
I am indeed. I am. It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
It is it's indeed. Gorgeous. Tell me this: have you had a barbecue? Have you been to a barbecue?
I've had a barbecue.
Oh, what have you had? Talk to us.
Oh, I love to barbecue Ceylon steaks.
Oh.
And then we've got these beef sausages called bovros.
Oh, excuse me. Beef sausages?
Yeah, keep talking. Keep talking.
Yeah. They're from South Africa. And they're thick and they're made from beef and a combination of spices.
We like the sound of this. I feel that you are going to absolutely smash barbecue sizzle on Beat Breakfast this morning. Are you ready for your sizzle sound? Can you correctly identify what is on the barbecue? You ready?
Okay. I'm ready. Let's go.
Stand by, everybody.
What is it?
Okay, that sounds like sausages.
It is sausages.
Well done.
Emma, you know your barbecues. This is not your first trip to the barbecue. We are incredibly impressed. Killian, are you happy with that?
Well, I'm very happy. Listen.
Sausages.
Now, there were pork sausages, I have to point out. Yeah. But either way, there were sausages.
You nailed it. Simba, have a great day. Thanks for chatting to us on Big Breakfast. Bye, hun.
Right, who are we going to next?
Will we try Hannah?
Yeah, let's try Hannah.
Let's go for it. One out of one so far, Killian. One out of one.
Oh, let's hope they answer now.
Okay. Where is Hannah this morning? Waterford? This is just going to make me so hungry.
I know.
We don't even have a barbecue at home.
Where do you go? Your mum and dad?
Cathy Wex.
Oh, come on now, Hannah. Come on.
Sometimes you just have to
take your losses.
Yeah.
Take your losses. Feeling like France right now. It's so sad.
Okay, one more.
Once more
with feeling. Who have we got?
Do you know what? I don't know.
This is live radio.
I'm just calling a number. Joanne.
Come on, Joanne, please. Don't be letting us down. Joanne.
Hiya.
I knew. Joanne, I just had a feeling of all the people. I just knew. Joanne would never let me down.
She's going to back me because who is right with the name of that salad, Joanne?
Say again?
Who is right with the name of that salad?
You were.
I was.
But yeah. I said it was called a Waldorf.
No, you didn't have said walnuts. You were constantly a nice.
No, I said it has walnut in it.
Yeah, walnut salad.
You were trying to add walnut to the name.
Okay. Sorry, Joanne. Sorry, I wouldn't want to mess with you. Tell me this. You know the history of the Waldorf salad. Go on.
I wouldn't really know the full history. I wouldn't be sure where the hotel is, but it's named after a hotel in America. I think it might be Las Vegas, but the chef created it, came up with the idea of the salad, so they named it after the hotel.
Love that. Love a bit of fun fact. Yeah. Yes, it was named after the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City.
Oh, there you go.
Correct. Do you like a Waldorf salad?
Yeah, it's okay. I'm not pushed about celery, but funny enough, in that salad, I can tolerate it.
I'd say because there's so much other stuff with the mayonnaise kind of dressing, you don't really notice it as much, but I'd be the same with you and the celery. Sweet. I wouldn't be mad about the apple and celery, but look, we move. If Killian's mom is making it, we'll eat it.
Exactly.
We'll assume that she does make the nicest ones.
I absolutely think she does.
There's no assuming about it, Joanne.
Be nice to her.
How dare you come on this radio and assume, huh?
Joanne, I am sorry, Killian.
Okay, let's everybody be nice, okay? There's been a lot going on here this morning. Joanne, before we let you go, have you had a barbecue this summer?
I haven't had one yet. I'm hoping to have one this weekend.
Are you hoping to be invited? Are you a bit like me? You're just waiting for someone to ask you.
Yeah. It's a lot less effort to be invited.
It is, to be fair. Joanne, ahead of you hopefully going to a barbecue this weekend, would you like to partake in a round of barbecue sizzle?
Ah, sure, go on, why not?
Okay, Killian, last time this morning. Let's do it. Joanne, take your time. Don't be hasty.
I'll go with burger.
Do you want another listen again now?
Go on then.
This is ridiculous.
Steak.
Killian.
Yes. Bang on the money. Duane. Absolutely bang on.
Duane, you were a little bit thrown thinking about the celery and what was going on in that Waldorf salad, but you got there in the end. Yeah. I think that's a good sign for you heading to a barbecue. Joanne on Beat Breakfast, everybody. Thank you, darling.
Well, I'm going to have to make sure and get a steak now. I went one.
You make sure you get yourself sorted. Enjoy the weekend and have a brilliant
and
day.
You.
Bye, darling. Bye, Joanne.
Same too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, so Amy, you spotted this. It is about calling somebody in a crowd, but not using the usual, like, your name, basically.
Yeah. So if it was on TikTok and it said, if you got lost in a crowd and you had to find your way back to your friend, what would you shout? So a phrase or a word that would identify them to you.
Okay. So you can't use their name?
Yes.
For whatever reason.
Well, it could be a load of Sarahs, could be a load of whoever.
There's only one Killian, let me tell you. There's only one Killian
in the house. Okay, so I'm shouting at Killian, but I can't shout his name, so I'm going to shout... Yeet!
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeet.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Okay. Or what else would you shout for Killian?
What if there's a load of Michael Jackson fans in the crowd?
There's only one Michael Jackson fan.
What are you shouting for me?
What am I shouting? Do you know I have a daughter? That's what I shout for you now.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yo. Aren't you promised? Something
for,
like that.
For Amy, I would shout chocolate twist pastry. Or pan au chocolat.
Perfect.
Anytime on anybody who's going to the shop, Amy's like, would you just get me like a pan au chocolat or a chocolate? You would just so love nice a pastry. Though, just like a little something.
Who doesn't though?
Yeah, I love a sweet treat.
You do.
I do.
Treat yourself way too much.
She loves a pastry.
What would you do for Niall now?
For Niall. Oh, hang on a second. We push on.
Yeah?
In other way, he always says, like, if I'm saying something and I'm gone off on a tangent, then I'm waffling. And he'll just go, right.
Yeah, right.
He says right.
Right.
Or, okay, right. Move on. Or, what else would you say for Niall? That's a good one. I'm kind of like, you got me there on Niall. Yeah.
What would you say?
What would you say for Niall?
Well, have I got an opportunity for you? Or what I could do for Niall is I could just play him this music.
And then I come dancing across the field. Get up. I
got you in the morning. Beat Breakfast.
Stand by for some croque monsieur's talk.
So we've spoken about this on the show before, definitely. And it is that idea that you go through phases in your life, like different obsessions. Like I often say I go through it with like bars of chocolate. Like sometimes I'll be on a twirl. Sometimes I'll be a crunchy. At the moment, I'm on the Lindt wafers. But even I've discovered something in Wexford. And now we have become all in on the croque monsieur croissant. Okay, so it's a classic croque monsieur, but it's a croissant version. Okay.
Okay.
And so basically, like, if you don't know what a croque monsieur is, it's like cheese, ham, bechamel, and then like either. Sorry, Amy, were you going to say?
I didn't know what it was.
Oh, yeah. I love a croque monsieur.
Ooh la la.
What makes it slightly different is the cheese is on top.
The bechamel is on top.
Yeah, so you've got like the ham in the middle, and like I'm used to a sandwich, not a croissant, but the ham goes in the middle and the cheese goes on the top of it, of the bread.
But like it's basically like, even though this one is a croissant, it's a meal. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like.
I've said this before, and they are rare to find, but I'm actually more of a fan of a croque madame. Okay.
Which is that again?
The croque madame has an egg on it then as well.
Ooh. Yeah, I wouldn't be into the egg, but look, at each to their own. I'm sticking with the classic, the croque monsieur. But this croissant version has literally gone in on us so much that 3 days in a row, even I, we went for a croque monsieur. No, I didn't do it yesterday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Three croque monsieurs.
And he's sick of them? No.
Nah, I even said to her yesterday, do you want a croque monsieur? She said, we'll take a day off. But you know when you go through, like.
How much are these? Go on.
Now we're splitting one.
Alright.
No, because like they're heavy.
They're not that heavy. I need two.
They're massive. Yeah. Would you go away out of
I
that?
I would.
You're all talk, you would not.
Yeah.
They're €7.
Okay.
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 You'd pay that for a very fancy sandwich or whatever. Anyway, that is the latest obsession in my world.
3 days in a row. Friday. Took her for a croque monsieur on Friday.
Another croque monsieur on Saturday. Another croque monsieur on Sunday. Yeah. So we are living in a croque monsieur world, and I make no apologies because it's one of those things. I guarantee if you come back to me in 6 months, I'll be like, I don't really remember that place.
It's
my latest obsession. It is croque monsieur's. Over to you. What are you feeling?
Amy, you go next. What's your latest obsession?
Well, I still dip into it sometimes, but for a good chunk of time, it was a breakfast burrito.
Okay.
Ooh, talk to me.
I love them.
What's in it?
Like potato cubes. You can have a variety of potatoes, something in there.
Is this in like a wrap?
Yeah, and then you do scrambled eggs. You can put in sauces. I do cheese.
Ooh.
Lots of just stuff thrown in, and it's so like filling.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Okay, hits the spot. Go on, Niall. What's your latest?
Well, I'm not going to go food on this, right? I'm going to throw left to center curveball. Okay, mine is TV. Okay, my latest obsession that I just every day I can't miss. Right, I discovered in my channels there's a channel called Legend Extra. Okay, right, stay with me.
Anybody else out there?
Anyone got Legend Extra? Legend Extra every night at 8 o'clock shows classic The A Team. Right? Do you remember The A Team?
Okay, I never watched The A Team.
Probably there was a movie in the tens or the noughties, but the original was like in the '80s. And as a little boy, it was my favorite TV show. It's about this gang of kind of renegades who go and they help people and stuff.
They're solving crimes, kind
of,
are they?
It's like there's baddies in a community, and then The A Team come in and get rid of the baddies. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's on at 8 o'clock every night, and I have to be on my couch for 8 because I don't want to miss any of the plot. Right? I have to be on the couch for 8 o'clock every night on Legend Extra to watch The A-Team, and I swear to God, it's like at the moment I just feel like I'm reverting back to childhood,
because
you've got this glorious summer of childhood and The A-Team on every night at 8 o'clock, and I am as happy as a pig in shit.
That's brilliant.
That's what we're talking about.
That is the latest obsession in the world of Niall Parr. Handing it over to you, the beautiful people of the Southeast this morning. What has got you good?
It can be a hobby. It can be a TV show.
It can be a place.
Yeah.
You know, I think there's a lot of people now that are going to like certain beaches and stuff, and they're going every day because the weather. Whatever is your latest obsession, we want to know. 085 102 9103. Now I would absolutely
hop off.
I'd die for a cocktail.
So
right
would
now.
I, two.
Welcome to Tuesday morning. It is the 14th of July. We were chatting in the studio about your latest obsessions. Amy's is a breakfast burrito. Niall's is The A-Team on Legend TV.
Legend Extra.
Sorry, my apologies.
There's a legend as well.
There wasn't actually a single message to say that anybody else is watching, but keep that station alive, Niall.
It'll be me.
On your shoulder.
You're missing out.
And mine is the croque monsieur croissant. But stepping into the Beat family this morning and giving us his latest obsession is Gaza on the show, everybody.
Morning.
Well, how are you doing?
Good. What are you up to? Where are you?
I am on my way to work, just about to get my sausage rolls.
Yeah.
The latest obsession.
Now, Gaza, when you talk about sausage rolls, is it not something that you've always been a fan of?
On and off. I go through phases. I could go through a phase there and I mightn't get them for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
And then I go through a phase where I'm getting every day for 6 months.
Yeah, okay. Mm. It's like what we were talking about. It
takes over your life.
And can I ask you, is it the 3 for like whatever they are, or what? I don't even know how much they are now. Are you getting the big ones?
Oh, it's 4 now. Four for, is it 250, I think.
Okay,
because I did. I did pass the shop the other day, and for some reason, I don't know, it said sausage roll 50 cent.
Okay, that sounds like a good deal.
Yeah.
For one. Are they big ones now, or are they the smaller ones?
No, guys, I didn't have time to stop. I can do some market research for you, because obviously you're still
you can't
in
just
the...
throw that on the table with none to back it
I
up,
know,
show. I have to tell you guys, right? We did an outside broadcast last Friday in Tramore. And our good colleague and friend Michael, he arrived from Kilmacky, he bought them with two trays of sausage rolls for us. And it's the first time I'd had a sausage roll in years, and I see the obsession. I can see why you're so into it. That they're a taste sensation. Yeah.
Can I throw a curveball in, Gaza, before I let you go this morning, right? A chorizo sausage roll.
Oh, no, that ruins. That's a sausage roll.
It's your fancy.
A chorizo is a sausage.
No way,
Gaza.
No.
It's not a sausage.
Hang on a second. Gaza, look up, Google. Everybody Google chorizo, please. I think you will find chorizo is a sausage. So therefore, you can put it in a pastry and call it a sausage roll. Okay. But if you're not into it, you want to keep it classic, that's okay too. We don't want to take up any more of your time. We want you to go about
savor your sausage roll
and enjoy every second. All right, are you eating all four in one sitting?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
YOLO.
Enjoy. Chat to you soon. Have a great day.
Thanks, Janice, guys. Have a good one. Last one from Shawnee. Thank you, Shawnee. He says, Niall, I'm watching. I pity the fool that doesn't.
Chorizo, a type of pork sausage.
Oh, I know, yeah.
Yeah. Pity the fool. I pity the fool.
Well, I pity the fool. Chorizo, Wikipedia, a pork sausage originating from the Iberian Peninsula. So, 100% sausage.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
In case you're just joining us, actually, Killian Doyle is back on Beat Breakfast this morning, and yeah,
he's very profound.
It's been a whirlwind. It's not over yet. Check out our Instagram page if you want to see. We did a little update on the bush in our workplace that Killian fell into a couple of weeks ago when myself and him went head to head in a race, and we just wanted to check in on it.
But I wasn't, for clarity, I was told the day before that I'd be in here pressing the buttons and Niall would be racing you, and then Niall comes over to me.
His leg or something.
Yeah, my ankle, I can't do it, my ankle. And I said, would you go away out of that? And then I came, and I was just outside in the bush. it all happened so fast.
Well, we just did a little check-in, so you can head to our Instagram page. Right, I don't know, we've tried not to go too deep into Love Island over the last however many 6 weeks it is, and I really think that if you haven't watched it and you've no interest in it, I'll just tell you, it's been one of the best series in a very long time, and I feel like there's a lot more people watching it than before. And also, we obviously had like Sean Fitz in there, and he's gone now with his angel Lola. Yeah, and then
Angel.
And then we also had Charlene Murphy. So there was a reason to watch it. But it's been a really, really good series, right? But there is a TikTok doing the rounds of reasons why we, as just normal people, could not go on Love Island. Is that what it is, Amy?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Let's take a little listen to this.
I couldn't go on Love Island because I fall in love too quickly, and if they kiss someone else, I would get jealous and go home.
I would be on Love Island because I just wouldn't be able to perform in any of the challenges.
I wouldn't be able to go on Love Island because my fake tan routine would not line up, and I would be tiger red by day two from the chlorine in the pool.
True. I wouldn't be able to go on because I think that I'd fall in love with like the producers or like the cameraman.
Okay, so I think their reasons are fair enough, like the fake tan thing. I wouldn't be, like, 100%, I wouldn't be able to handle any of the way that, you know, people move from one person to the next. Like, that, my little heart couldn't take it. Like, you know, if I'm chatting to Killian, say, right? Like, just in hypothetical sense. Right? Okay. I'm chatting to Killian, and, like, we're getting on really well, right? And, like, oh, I think, like, Killian's into me, and, like, oh, this is going to work out or whatever. And then Killian starts, like, just going across the office to Amy, and I'm like, well, what happened? I wouldn't.
It's bizarre.
I would not. My little weak heart would not be able for it. Like, I'd crumble.
Well, what did I say in all time? At least I was being true to myself.
And that line drives me mad. Yeah. I also couldn't go on Love Island because I would not be able to perform in the heart rate challenge.
See, because I would love to.
Yeah,
do
you'd
it.
Be brilliant. Amy, you know, I can't dance. I can't move. I'm not sexy. I would be trying to do, like, imagine. And you have to do, oh no. When I watch it, I think it's not the only reason I could never go on Love Island. I'm also like twice the age of what is probably acceptable. But do you know what
only
I mean?
Twice. No, I'm joking.
No. And then the other thing is, I wouldn't be able to go on because they don't ever seem to have any chocolate or biscuits. And like a day without chocolate in my eyes is a day wasted.
Do they drink coffee
in the morning, but I don't know about tea.
PG tips probably.
But like the fact that you never see anyone chewing on a Twirl or a crunchy, like, what is going on?
They have Soleros and stuff, don't they?
I know,
in my time watching
creams,
it,
but
like, even sucking on the pops.
Even when I go to on holidays, I would put my chocolate in the fridge and I'd have a little nibble at like something sweet at the end of the day, you know, when you're getting ready or whatever. Like, I can't understand. Where's the biscuits? Where's the hot pops? Okay, your reasons.
I think I'd be kicked out of the bedroom for snoring. I think I'd keep everyone awake. Like, Liv, God help her, she was like, you really need to get something done about that.
That's Tom.
And I was all like, oh, I will. And I'm trying
to
book.
Do you record yourself?
Yeah, well, I got an app. It's called Snore Lab. And I always say, I'm not that bad. I'm not that bad. Do you want to hear?
Yeah.
Oh,
do you
want to
hear? Here we go. This sounds like... No. That's all night.
I actually have to find Tom's one to see if we can compare the two snores, because that's the number one.
I think I'd be kicked out. Number two is I think I'd just be too lazy. I think I'd just find a spot and stay there. Don't talk to me. I'd be enjoying the holiday too much and the pool, and I'd want to be in for a swim the whole time, and I'd be going from pool to thing. And another reason not to go like OTMI.
Oh, so you'd be shafted. You'd constantly be like, oh, she's gonna talk to someone. Shafted. Killian shafted.
But I think I'd stink the place out of it as well. 100%. Like on a normal day, like I could do between 20 to 30 little excretes from my
bum.
They're very loud. But I think
don't ever say that again. Little excretes from my bum.
What?
The way you said it. Amy, why can you never go out of the room?
Okay, my reasons. There's not enough sleeping time.
Yeah, they wake you up, like they turn the lights on.
I believe it's like 1 p.m. they get up, and then they have to stay up till about 3 or 4, sometimes 5 if there's a recoupling. It's all night filming.
They sleep till 1 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Anton went on, I saw an interview with him recently, that he wasn't allowed train in the morning. He said, like, I had a routine. I was up at like 6 a.m. every morning. I go to the gym, and they said, no, you have to stay in the bed. And when he agreed to go back for the All-Star version, he said, I'm only going back if I can get up. So they let him get up for everybody else let him train, then go back into bed and then pretend he was waking up, like, oh my God. Yeah.
But so they film until the middle of the night.
Yeah. They'd be freezing.
It's really long. Sure, I'm in bed by 8:30. That's another reason.
Yeah.
And also, I wouldn't want to be in bikinis all the time. Oh, I would want to be in my pajamas, my fluffy pajamas, until at least lunchtime.
Until 1 p.m. anyway.
Well, yeah, true. Well, until their lunchtime.
I get what you're saying.
I'd consider maybe changing, but I'd want to lounge.
I feel like they spend half their day getting ready as well. Like, they do the morning routine and then they do the evening. I don't know, it's a lot. Anyway, reasons why you could not go on, or you would not go on Love Island, 085 1029 1 I'm going to find Tom's snoring sound and see if it beats yours. Okay, it turns out nobody is that bothered really about why you can't go into Love Island. What people really want to know is whose snore is worse. So we're going to do a little snoring vote off this morning. And I could be putting my marriage in trouble here on the back of this. I think I played this on the radio before, it's fine. So we'll start again with, this is a Killian versus Tom, whose snore is worse. You can vote now, have your say, once in a lifetime opportunity, 085 1029 103, Killian or Tom. Killian, you go.
Do you want mine first?
Yeah, now pull down the music. You need to hear this raw.
Like a dragon. Wait for it, just to top it off.
Okay, Tom's is a bit longer than that, and this was recorded last August.
I know, but my snore is like that all night.
Okay. You know, so was his. I was sleeping beside him. You ready? This is a bit bubbly.
You hear it? That's more like a fart.
Kind of sounds like you're dragging furniture.
Liv, if you listen to that, I think you're lucky. Because at least mine are inconsistent. So you get one big, and then you get a few little ones. But he is just
consistent. He's got a rhythm. He's a rhythmic snore.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, it's Monday morning. It is the 13th of July, and we just want to very briefly cast our minds back to Friday morning when we were on the prom in Tramore, broadcasting live from the Beat Beast. Beautiful setting, beautiful temperatures. Everybody was in flying form. It was a brilliant morning. And one of the things that we do when we're out and about with Beat is we get the chance to hand out some merch, right? So you might have your key ring, your pens, your air fresheners, whatever it might
be.
Pop sockets, yeah. So on Friday, we had the pop sockets and the air fresheners out. So we were giving them to people that were passing by, going for their walk. You know, just putting a bit of a smile on people's faces, lifting their day, all right? And this one woman, we were playing the Friday game show, Amy, and this one woman helped Glenn, who was playing. She kind of came in.
Just wandered in the middle of...
came out of nowhere. She was helping with the phrase.
Her husband, Albert.
Yeah. Albert. Albert had a straw hat on. Mm. Anne was there.
He didn't really know what was going on, but Anne was in.
Anne didn't mind that we were live on the radio. She was just happy out.
Taking her moment.
Yeah, taking her moment. She had the chats with her. And I said before that I let them go, I said, Anne, Albert, here, take some of these. So I gave them some air fresheners. And did I give them a pop socket? I can't remember. Anyway, we finished the Friday game show. Anne and Albert had strolled in the prom with their free merch. And I cast my eyes down to the bench, the second bench down. And there's Anne handing out her air fresheners. Not a care really in the world. Two men sitting on the chair, enjoying the sunshine. And there she is. Here you go. I just thought, now I, what I did was I went down to her afterwards and I said, you've given yours away, so I'll give you some more, you know. I sorted her out, let her not be leaving Tremore empty handed.
And she said, have you got a hotel stay?
She said, have you got a hotel stay for me? I said, Anne, you're asking for a lot here. I said, take two air fresheners and have a good weekend. All right. And she said, even a dinner would do. I said, Anne, come on now. The two air fresheners, it'll be happy out. Anyway, what I will say is, it struck me, right? What have you gotten for free? Not necessarily re-gifted, but just kind of like passed it on. You know, like you've just thought, sure, I'm not going to use that. So I'll make it look like I'm giving this to somebody else and like, you know, as if it's a gift kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I get a lot of gifts and stuff that I just don't have much use for. I'm very lucky in that regard. Flowers. Some people send me flowers, right? To thank me for things.
Yeah.
I'm the worst person to send flowers to. It's pointless.
Really?
So I give them to the ladies in my life.
I've never gotten them.
No.
No. I take them as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Also clothing. Like t-shirts of acts and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I give those away too.
Yeah, I always remember Vinny years ago got the Ariana Grande had like a...
It was a jumper, kind of grey hoodie type.
And I still wear it. It wasn't a hoodie, it's just like a really nice oversized sweater and I had like No Tears Left to Cry in the... It was back to front.
Mm. Oh yeah.
And I just remember thinking, that is so sound. And he was like, but I'm not going to wear it. I'm not being that nice. I don't want it. Like, yeah, here you take it.
So
What have you gotten that you have... Literally, like I've done it with dresses. Like, you know, my dress that I wore for the Spiegel tent.
Yeah.
Well, I gave it away. Like the red dress. Mm. Gave it away.
That's fair. Was that a gift, though?
No. You bought it. Slightly different to what we're talking about.
That's completely different, actually, to what we're talking about. What have I got for free that I've given away? I don't think I get anything for free.
You know what I give away when I get them as presents? Hand cream. You know the scent?
Love hand cream.
Well, I'll be giving you mine.
Why are you giving away hand cream?
I just don't really have any...
You're not that person constantly.
No. But I always get them. I think people have the wrong idea of me.
Well, no, hand cream is a very handy thing.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
What did I keep saying?
You're going, what? Your mum's going to give it a stink to you.
Because I didn't pronounce my T's.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was saying in the background.
Okay, I want to talk to you. Right? I want to talk to you about early mornings. Because it's our life. It's what we do. We get up early and we come in here and we have a bit of crack. But it really struck me earlier this week. On Wednesday morning, I had to go to the Capitol, right? And I had to be there for a 9 a.m. meeting. So there's two choices. Either I go the night before and stay over, or I get what I call the red-eye train, right? Which leaves...
I don't think that qualifies as red-eye.
You're travelling through the night.
You're not talking... 6 o'clock is... No,
it wasn't six.
What time
it was in the 5 hour.
No, but
it
what
left
time?
Plunkett Station at 5:55 a.m.
Lads, that is not the red-eye. Come on, my alarm goes off at half four.
Hang on. So for me to be at Plunkett Station for the 5:55 red-eye train...
Someone tell him that's not... I feel very strongly about him calling 5:55 a.m. the red-eye.
The red-eye train. It meant I had to be up at 4:55. Get up in the 4 hour. Crazy. But then it did strike me. Well, show actually gets up in the 4 hour every day.
Every day.
4:35.
For the last 5 years.
Is the alarm? First alarm?
First one is 4:30, 4:35, 4:40.
Okay.
And then I get up.
Whereas, because I live very close to the station, generally I am 5:55, 6 a.m. And it seems like an ungodly hour. Not so much at this time of year, it doesn't feel too bad with the sunshine and the people out and about. But when you get into the darker mornings, God, it just feels so early.
6 a.m. is not an ungodly hour. You have a whole hour and a half more than me in your bed every day. And you're still grumpier.
But it did make me think there are probably people who get up even earlier to do their work.
Definitely. Because I travel on the road every day. And I know there's people that do night shifts. There's people that drive overnight. There's definitely...
Oh, yeah, but they're getting up the day before. That doesn't count. I'm talking about getting up on this particular day. So it has to be after midnight, right?
So you want to see whose alarm can basically...
Yeah, I want to like do a little leaderboard. The earliest alarm clock
so
leaderboard.
In this room, I'm on the top of the leaderboard.
You're top of the leaderboard. So Amy, what time does your first alarm go off? Half five. Okay, you're number two on the Beat Breakfast leaderboard, and I'm number three. So let's still red eye though.
You're not. Red eye. No, I. Do you know what? I'll come back to that another point. You're really annoying me with that red eye. That's nonsense. Who can beat 4:30? That's what currently stands at the top of the leaderboard.
We want somebody to go
and
ahead
actually,
of show.
If you would, and I'm not saying you'd be lying to us, but like if you can just screen grab your alarm because, like, look, there is mine. Like, look, 4:30, 4:35, 4:40. Get up. Get up every day. Love heart emoji. Get up. Laughing face emoji. It goes up until 5:15.
Shame.
But I've never slept in.
Why do you need the emoji?
Because I have a fear, Amy. I have a fear of not making it in here. And I've never, ever, ever not made it in. I've never not woken up. Like, I'd say max 5 minutes late for you. I've never, you know, tell
me. That's because you got stuck behind a bin lorry.
Or a lorry. Yeah. Anyway, we need to find who can top the leaderboard, okay. Who can beat me. They're coming in already.
Send us a screen grab. Also, you could voice notice and tell us what time. We'd like to hear your voice if you're going on top of the leaderboard. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
the earliest alarm clock leaderboard.
And also, if you send us a voice note, can you let us know what you do so that we know why
you're up at that hour
and why you deserve the top place on the leaderboard?
Okay, over to you. 085-102-9103. Are you like me in the red eye clock?
Don't say it again or I will absolutely contemplate saying
throwing something
it's not
at me.
The red eye. Can I just read out Mark's message and Niall Coppon? He doesn't get up early like us people show, but 4:30, puke emoji. You weren't on the red eye, babe.
You don't need to be up at 4:30. You're only up at 4:30 so you can watch an hour of Love Island to work.
I meditate.
Most people get ready in 15 minutes.
I meditate.
You need an hour and a bit.
No, I don't need an hour and a bit. I meditate and then I do my bits.
Yeah, and then you watch Love Island.
I watch it while I'm doing my bits. And then I don't like to get up and rush.
Like
it's a process. I don't want to get up and be under pressure to leave. Like I like getting up and waking up. So by the time you see me, I am ready for you. You know what I mean? I am peaked.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's find out. We've got a couple of people to hear from on this, and people battling to be number one on the earliest alarm clock leaderboard. Aoife, how are you?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, darling. I know you're working at the moment.
You are currently out on the job. What are you doing this morning, lovely?
I'm in Bunclody. I'm a postwoman.
Yay. Aoife, what weather you've had? It must be hot doing that job in this weather.
The aircon is working overtime, let me tell you.
I can imagine. Okay, so
what's the first alarm time then for you every morning? What's the first time on your alarm clock?
So I cover different duties. I'm always on something different, so my week could always vary. Yeah. But the earliest alarm clock I have on my phone is for 3:30.
Okay.
3:30.
And
It'd be an hour before my duties, before I'd have to be in. So if I get up at 3:30, I'm in for 4:30.
Yeah. Okay. And do you... Same as... Well, yeah. And do you... have another alarm that goes after that? Are you a one alarm girl?
No, every 5 minutes till I get out of bed.
Do you know what?
Every five minutes.
I'm a two. I only set two alarms.
Like who? There can't
Which is
be
risky.
There
I,
can't be people that just set one alarm because it just wouldn't. It's not possible that you would only set one alarm. Aoife, 3:30 is very early. Do you like that time of the morning?
No, I hate it. It's horrible. Disgusting.
Yep. And so what time do you have to go to bed at for a 3:30 alarm?
Well, I should be in bed probably about 9, but I don't. I stay up way too late watching television, so...
And do you get a nap? Would you nap?
Oh, yeah. I will always have to have a nap if I'm up early, which is a bit... pathetic, but I just can't function
Love a siesta. I like to live the Spanish lifestyle siesta.
Yeah. It's made my life much easier since I've discovered the Balnibula app it just makes the day easier and it's better for everybody else involved.
I don't pull in the side of the road and nap though. I go home and have a nap.
Yeah, like a normal person.
Yeah. Why is there such hatred for my Balnibula nap? Aoife, can I ask you, just before we let you go, 3:30, I think it has been beaten, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think we do have somebody who's beaten us.
Yeah, okay, before I let you go, can you just, I'm going to give you the final say, darling. Who is right? Is Niall on the red eye train
It's in the 5 o'clock hour, the red eye train.
No.
Aoife, that's the last time you order it. Aoife has spoken. Have a brilliant Friday and have a great weekend, lovely. Thanks for chatting to us.
Lovely. Thanks so much, guys.
Bye. Just a couple of quick bits. Lisa was on 8:50 a.m. is her first alarm. Shared the night before. Work is 5 minutes away. That's the life.
8:50.
That's the life to be living. Also, Fergal, 4:10 is first alarm. Out of the bed by 4:30. Out of the bed by 4:30. Out the door by 5:00. And farming by 5:00. Right, our winner this morning is our good friend Ross.
Go on, Ross.
Ross, his first alarm, 2:45. He says, I'm a truck driver, as Killian would say, shafted. And this is what he has to say.
I do take 10 minutes every morning, sit on the edge of the bed when everyone in the house is asleep, and I contemplate life. Do I really need this job while my first coffee is brewing?
That's allowed. That's allowed.
Fair. 2:45. Contemplate life.
Unbelievable.
No more red eyes from you. No more red eyes. I got you in
the morning. Beat breakfast.
I just feel like we don't play Would You Rather enough in our lives. No. Like, you know, it's a great way to pass the time, you know? I'm just saying, if you're stuck for conversation and work today, this could be right up your street. You know, the movie The Odyssey is out at the moment, and it features, like, a load of stars, and Zendaya's in there, Matt Damon, Tom Holland, Anne Hathaway. And they were on my favourite Instagram page when I'm looking for content. You know what it is, now?
Lad Bible.
Lad Bible. Why did you roll your eyes?
Lad Bible.
Lad Bible is good.
It's for lads. It's like Yorkies.
Yeah.
It's not for girls.
It's annoying, isn't it?
Although you're a bit of a lad, aren't you? Like, think of yourself as one of the lads.
Are you serious? You say Lad Bible is just for lads, so I'm not supposed to be going on it. Well, I found this content for you. I'm bringing it to the table. Right, this is the lads on Lad Bible. The cast of Odyssey being asked, would they rather? Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Just let me load it here for a second.
Okay.
One moment, please.
It's ready.
Talk amongst yourselves. And here we go. Yes, just loading there. Go. Yep. Okay, yeah, have you got it up yet?
Yeah, yeah. I have it up.
Audio. Three, two,
I have it up, yeah.
One.
Any moment now.
Wishes with a unicorn?
Would you rather?
No, it didn't play from the
dragon.
Start. This is a shambles. No, it didn't play from the start. The question is, would you rather a pet dragon or a pet unicorn? Okay?
Unicorn. You get the wishes.
The
you
wishes.
Get wishes with a unicorn?
Would you rather have a pet dragon or have a pet unicorn?
Dragon.
Oh. All day long.
Yeah, are you kidding?
Yeah.
You get the little.
Yes, Robbie.
You get the wishes.
The wishes.
You get wishes with a unicorn?
I don't go deep on unicorn lore, but yeah, do you get wishes with a unicorn?
Do they have the different colors in the colors in the horn? That's how they get the colors back with the wishes. Is that
you're thing? Thinking genie, right?
That might be quite a specific.
Yeah. You might want to get
rubbing
a dragon.
The old lantern. Yeah.
I want the unicorn with the wishes.
Can I have a follow-up question? Is the unicorn a Pegasus?
Yeah, it can be. Yeah, of course.
That's not a unicorn. Okay. That's a flying unicorn.
That's a flying
that was not
unicorn.
On the. That's
the question. Would you rather a pet unicorn or a pet dragon?
The wishes thing isn't true, by the way.
Yeah, where did that come out?
I've checked the Wikipedia. There's no evidence of unicorns giving you wishes.
Well, I don't care if it gives me wishes or not. I've always wanted a unicorn.
Even with the big horn. We'd not be worried about the big horn.
No, because if
it comes running at
if
you.
I had a choice, it's not going to run at me if it's my pet. That's the whole point. It's my pet. Ooh,
oh, so
unicorn.
The dragon won't blow fire at you?
I
then.
Don't want a dragon. I want the reason I want a unicorn is because they're so lovely and like
your unicorn is a symbol of LGBTQ.
I love culture. A unicorn, and the other thing is, and I don't know how to say this without sounding rude, but I would like to
ride it. And hold on to its horn. I bet you would.
If I had a choice of which one I'd like to ride, I would prefer the unicorn because I don't want to be on a dragon.
Ah, the dragon's cool though.
Yeah, I mean, have
blows
you ever,
fire.
Have you ever seen the movie Pete's Dragon?
Anybody? No.
There's two versions. There's the original old school animated version and they remade it. But watch the original. It's brilliant. Yeah, I think I'd like a friendly dragon.
You want a dragon?
I want a friendly dragon.
Well, they are friendly. I don't know why you're giving evils to either of these. Like, whatever you get, it's a pet. You train it, you embrace it, you become friends with it. There's no anger with these dragons or unicorns. They're both, they're your pets.
Yeah. Also, neither of them exist, but...
That is not, no, you're ruining the game. You're ruining the entire game.
I actually had to check that. Did unicorns ever exist?
Stop.
I sometimes get confused.
That's like something I do. Yeah,
no, they did, but they were actually rhinoceroses.
Well, they're not unicorns.
I know,
then.
But that's they thought they were unicorns.
Even I knew there was no such thing.
So anyway, I want a dragon.
I want a unicorn. What do you want,
I
Amy?
Want a dragon. And also, what is Anne Hathaway on about? A Pegasus is a different thing.
Yeah, she got confused. Yeah. Why do you want a dragon?
Cooler, breathes fire against all
yeah, your enemies will be scared of you.
Prettier.
You had a dragon.
I'm over there looking good.
Yeah, but your enemies
unicorn.
Won't be scared of you with your unicorn.
I don't want people to be scared. I want to spread joy and happiness. Can we get a little bit of a read, actually? Would you rather...
Dragon or unicorn?
Yeah, and why? As a pet.
It's a breakfast battle.
Get up!
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, it is Thursday morning. It's Beat Breakfast. It's very hot again today. I believe the temperatures today and tomorrow are really kind of going up and up and up. Did you see that? Like tomorrow?
The last two of the really hot days. Still going to be lovely next week.
It's just going to be a lovely summer like next week. But today and tomorrow are particularly hot. Like we're talking, could be 26, 27, 28 degrees. And so I don't think we've really touched on how the heat has kind of affected us. We've mentioned a couple of things like the sleeping at night and like, you know, me particularly, the Polo does not have aircon.
Okay.
So it's been a struggle to get from Waterford to Wexford every day in the afternoon. This little lady summed it up very well. She's talking about the heat wave and how it has affected her. Check this out.
Dad, have you been out today? It's been a hot one. I've been being in school. I was all pretty. Well, the hotness made me red raw. No one told us there was a heat wave coming. I've been sweating my head off. I'm still sweating now. I only just finished school. I'm going to have a nice lolly out and relax with my friends.
I love her. I've been sweating my head off. Nobody told me there was a heat wave. Okay, the question that we're putting to you, the good morning clubbers of the Southeast this morning, tell me you're roasting without telling me you're roasting. I don't even have to do anything. All I can tell you is that I sat in the back garden for a while yesterday before I braved the gym. I sat out for about 15 minutes and I was like, I was sipping at my water, right? And then I put it down and I was there for a good, like, maybe 5 minutes. And I realised there was a drip coming from the top of my upper lip, like above my lip. What is that called between your nose and your lip, actually? What's that area there?
I don't know. I call it the upper lip.
But that's your
lip.
I
know it's not
actually. Anybody know what that is? You know, it's like the...
Where your mush would grow.
If I had one, yeah. What is that called? So a trickle came down. Mm. It was sweating from there down into my mouth.
Was it your nose sweating?
No, it's that bit. Like, does anybody
where did it come from?
I sweat there. I'm not a sweaty person.
The water comes out
of
your skin there.
The sweat comes here. Like, it literally...
The water comes out of the our top lip. It just comes out.
It's
and
not my lip, though.
Like a waterfall.
It's like that bit. I don't know. No, it's not the septum. The septum is your nose.
I thought that was the bit up in the middle of your nose.
No, it's not that bit.
Are you sure it wasn't snot?
No, it was a drip of... It was a bead. It was a bead. A bead dripped down from here down to my upper lip. And I went, that's sweat. So tell me you're roasting without telling me you're roasting. That bit that nobody can name. Mm. Someone said, left a voice note there. They're probably telling us what it is. That just dripped down. Drip, drip, drip. And then I just realised, no, nobody knows what it is called. Anyway, that's me. Tell me you're roasting without telling me you're roasting. What's yours?
Tell me you're roasting.
Oh, well, someone sent a temperature gauge. Fair. What have you got for us?
I can't see. Can you? It's just AC buttons. That's all they're sending. Your philtrum.
It's your philtrum. Well, philtrum. I'm sweating on my philtrum.
Her philtrum is sweating.
I hope that's right and it's not something really rude or after reading it out. Go on, tell me you're roasting without telling me you're roasting.
Well, I'm trying to think now. After
come on, we've been in a heat wave for weeks now. You've had a chance to think
I'm
about
the same
it.
With that sweat because I was lying in the garden the day before. I was in Dublin all day yesterday, the day before yesterday. And all of a sudden, I felt it was my neck was sweating.
Yeah.
Right? Have you ever had that where there's trickles going down your neck?
I don't think it's just my filtrum.
Your filtrum is your issue. Just a filtrum issue.
I don't seem to.
So
be
I had it so much so like I had my top off, but my shoulders were wet.
Oh, okay.
From the sweat, the neck sweat.
Yeah, the neck sweat. Okay. Yeah, it is the philtrum. I can confirm. Anybody else suffering with the philtrum? It's the vertical indentation of groove running from the bottom of your nose to the top of your upper lip. Amy, do you?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me you're roasting without telling me you're roasting, though.
For me,
yeah.
I get delirious with the heat.
Yes.
And I went to get, I had half cup of tea and I leave the tea bag in. So I went to go put the tea bag in the bin and the rest of the tea in the sink, but I nearly threw the tea into the bin, all over everything. Mm. I had to stop myself. I was like, no, that's not right, Amy.
Yeah.
I do think it makes you go a little bit kind of like...
I have mine now. It's kind of conscious. I said it on the show a couple of days ago. When I'm on my third shower of the day.
Yes.
I tell you I'm roasting without telling you I'm roasting.
Last one. Tell me you're roasting without telling me you're roasting. You have an idea for Beat Breakfast and you realise in Balnabula it's ridiculous. I said to Amy yesterday, because I'm going on a hen, we should get people to voice note in sounds of hens.
Okay.
And then I realised that's crazy. It was
All right, do you have one for us? Tell us you're roasting without telling us you're roasting. 085-102-9103. You all right, Amy? You all right over there?
Why are you laughing?
I only just read that message.
Oh, okay. We're talking, tell me you're roasting without telling me you're roasting. Brendan, when you drive 15 minutes out of your way just because you know that a shop has a slushy machine, I think that's fair enough. Like, yeah. Slushies are probably really good in the heat, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I read Sultan's.
Yeah, go
for it. Sultan's in Enniscorthy says, guys, tell me I'm roasting without telling them I'm roasting. When my boxer's stuck in my bum, that's the sign that I am roasting. I get you, man. I get you. I know what you're talking about there, yeah.
I feel you. I feel you.
Stuck
it
you.
Does happen. Yeah. This is Andre was on. I'm curious, show. How do you nap in Balnabula these days in the afternoons? Do you nap in the Horse and Hound? Andre, unfortunately, I've had to rest my naps in Balnabula. Because I have no air conditioning and it's 26 degrees in the heat, and the chance of trying to fall asleep in that heat and then the filtrum, it's not a good combination. It wouldn't be good.
You're like an oven. Okay, let's chat. Shane, how's the form?
Good morning, how are we?
Are you sticky yet?
Oh, I've changed my t-shirt once already this morning.
You what?
You changed t-shirt once already this morning.
Yeah, I wore a t-shirt down.
What temperature is it where you are?
It was 22 when I left the house this morning. Mm.
That's warm.
But you know what it is? It's not just about, I don't think it's just about the temperature at the moment. It's about the humidity as well. But it's also, there's no cool down. So like, there's no chance overnight is staying at 20 degrees. So the hot air is going nowhere. So you wake up and it might only be 18 or 20. It still feels stifling.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Shane. The pile of laundry piling up because I keep changing outfits three or four times a day, whether that's the t-shirt or shorts and stuff.
We're lucky. We have solar panels, thank God, in the house.
Solar panels. And how many t-shirts are you going through a day?
Three.
Okay. What's your look at? You do what you have to do.
That's on a good day.
That's on a good day. You do what you have to do in these conditions, Shane. We feel you. We understand you. Thank you so much for chatting to us. You probably need to change again after chatting to us. This probably put you under pressure.
Well, I say so.
Yeah. Well, listen.
The sweat in your neck is going already.
Next sweat.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and show on Beat Breakfast.
Today is July 14th, and we've already paid tribute this morning to National Cow Day. But I want to, for a moment, in the interest of celebrating every day with fairness, we are today celebrating National Nude Day.
Okay.
And so when I saw this yesterday, it said that Nude Day is all about celebrating us
Wow. Okay.
Nudist groups around the world celebrate this holiday and take it seriously. Individuals who believe that the human body is the most beautiful in its natural state, whether you agree or not, nudists encourage people to shed the restrictions of clothing and be natural, right? Mm. And what they do recommend on the National Day calendar is that on National Nude Day, do something nude, right?
Okay.
Now, obviously, you have to remain legal.
Yeah.
Okay, so on National Nude Day, a suggestion, a beginner's guide to celebrating National Nude Day. Don't strip down and run into the wild. Okay, start at home.
Mm.
Spend an afternoon doing chores around the house, nude. Mm. It's a great way to normalize the feeling. Warning, be highly selective about the chores that you choose. Ironing, frying bacon, vacuuming.
So dangerous.
You pick what?
A bit of light dusting would probably be suitable.
Yeah, or a little bit of polishing, all right? Or a little bit of, like, you can make a sandwich in the nude, you know? Like those kind of things that are, you know, you could eat a packet of crisps, have a bar of chocolate.
They're not chores.
I'm just
could have some porridge. That's a chore.
You could also, it says here on this, and I don't think this exists in Ireland, you can't visit a beach or a resort. I don't think there's such a thing in Ireland.
Before on the show, it's many years now, but when I used to do Beat Talk, I had the Irish Naturist Association on, and they said that there are unofficial beaches. I think there's some in Wexford and in Wicklow where you can go and go nude. Quieter beaches. It's not a necessary, the law is very grey in this area. It's not necessarily, there's no specific law that says you can't be nude in public, but there is a law that says you can't cause harm to public decency. So it depends what you're doing.
I don't know, that as you say, it's a
grey area. Now, your garden is relatively private.
It also says if you
could have a little lie out today.
No.
Woo, woo, woo.
Always carry a small towel with you is another tip here, right? I wasn't actually finished, but No, you're fine. My garden isn't as private as I would like to think it is. I just kind of forget sometimes. I've said this before, right? If I was able, I'd be free. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, we were out in Tramore the other day and I got changed. No, I don't know if I go topless, but I'm not one of these people that when I'm getting changed at the beach, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm okay.
A free spirit.
It's
gonna be a dee da 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 da.
That has happened to me a lot lately. Just like I go to say a word and then a collection of like sounds just come out. I'm not one of those people that's worried about it. Are you like that? Like, you know when you're
like, if someone sees a boob, they see a boob. What's going
to
happen?
Oh, wow. Like, do you know what I mean? That's not to say I'm walking around like, you know, like on National Nude Day, I'll be walking around nudie. But I don't know.
Well, you were very free in the Beast on Friday morning getting changed, weren't you?
No, I was down on my knees, like, I was doing my best.
The Beast is open, and she's got into the Beast to change into the swimsuit. She did ask me to close the back door, and she was kind of...
I had a dry robe. I was professional. I was doing a professional change, all right? the question is, what are we asking this morning? I don't know what we're talking about here.
Sorry, I was reading that mess. Look, it's all about National Nude Day. And what I'd like to know is, has anyone been caught accidentally in the nude, right?
Mm.
Not intended. Weren't partaking in National Nude Day, but were just going about their business and accidentally got caught. Or alternatively, have you ever caught somebody else by accident? Mm. Like you had that incident with the bin men. In your bedroom a couple of years ago.
Yeah, because I live on a kind of busy road in Wexford and I just didn't have the blinds closed and out of the shower. But look it, it's fine.
Mm. Somebody walked in on me on a toilet many years ago.
Oh, that's a very different thing.
Because the lock wasn't working, so I was sitting and I was also with a foot trying to hold and somebody pushed in. I mean, it's so undignified, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a really like a low moment.
And that's why you won't use the electronic public toilets. Just in case.
Unless I really need to, I do have a fear of those opening. And also Irish Rail, apparently, like...
The door opens.
It has the potential to open because it's electronic. Anyway, there are some beaches that are coming in this morning. I don't know if we can say what
this is. I wouldn't necessarily, in case they're not nude beaches and you send a load of people there today with their bits out. And
celebrate.
Then you'd be responsible.
Make sure you bring a towel, everybody. Yeah, okay, bring a towel. Okay, have you been caught out? Have you been nude but not intentionally
accidentally nude?
Accidentally nude.
Unintentionally nude.
On National Nude Day, or do you plan? Like, do you know what there is? There is something freeing about being nude. That's why when I have my share and I get out, I don't feel like I like to.
Well, that's the benefit of living alone. You can just wander from bedroom to bathroom, and you know.
Do you agree, Amy?
Yeah, I don't. I do get caught sometimes. I sometimes just don't think that people on the road can see me.
And that's me. Like, I just think I'm in my own little world.
I can obviously see into their windows.
Yeah.
So obviously they can see me, but sure. Look, it's just
but
a boob.
But sure, who cares? As you say, it's just... It's a boob.
It's just a boob.
Wake up! Come on, get on up. Start your day with Niall and Show on Beat.
National Nude Day.
It's Tuesday. It is July 14th and we are celebrating National Nude Day across the southeast now. Do you want to read out the message?
I'm going to just read a message from Rebecca. We're talking about accidentally being caught or whatever. She says, I once nipped out to my car to grab my charger very early in the morning, thinking no one was around, and I didn't bother putting on a top. The Google streetcar camera happened to be driving by. Safe to say, I spent the next few weeks constantly refreshing Google Maps to see if I made the cut.
Oh my God, you've been mortified.
Being there for eternity.
On National Nude Day, it says on the official website, we're not sure who will celebrate today, but one thing is for sure. The observance offers a way to keep cool on a hot, sticky summer's day. And nothing could be closer to the truth than Pamela this morning, who is, unbeknownst to herself, actually celebrating National Nude Day. Welcome to the show, darling
girl.
Morning,
Pamela.
How are you?
Good morning.
So you didn't know what day it was until...
I didn't even know it was Tuesday.
Okay. I love that. But now you know it's Tuesday and it's National Nude Day. And while you were listening to us, can you set the scene for us?
I'm in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm having my pancake with my Greek yogurt for the protein.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
And I'm having my coffee and I don't want to get dressed for the gym, but unfortunately I think I'll have to put on some clothes.
Okay, so are you fully observing?
Fully. Yes, fully.
Okay. Did you cook those pancakes yourself? Like, I'm just a splattery and, oil.
30 seconds in the microwave out of a packet. Like.
Okay, that's okay. That's grand.
Safety first, you know.
I can't make pancakes.
Okay.
Just be careful about the chores, Pamela. And is this is this a regular thing or are you just... It's just a
if my daughter's not at home, but she has been known to walk into the kitchen, but sure, she's my daughter, so I just go whoops.
Are you in a like kind of private house? Like there's
nobody can see it. Actually, yeah, nobody can see it.
So you've really gone all out to celebrate this national day without even realizing.
This is just you.
And describe it to us. Like, how does it feel?
Oh, hot at the moment.
Yeah. No, but like, is it
free? Lovely. Oh, it's very freeing.
Freeing. And is the back door open?
No. I'd be frightened of the wasps coming in, blue bottles, landing on my naked.
Yeah, no one is.
Pamela, you are an absolute inspiration to all. Just like living your best life, observing the National Day without even realising.
You're
just
a legend.
Just a bit of you. Pamela, on this show.
I think we should be allowed to go topless on the beach.
Okay.
Oh.
We'll start that campaign. Duncannon for the topless only.
Great
Pamela, have a lovely day. Enjoy the sunshine.
Bye.
I want to read one more from Karen that just came in. Guys, I was in bed, just come off night shift one day. The weather was pretty much like it is now. Hot, hot, hot. So I was naturally nudie trying to sleep. I was snoozing away, minding my own business, doing the hokey-cokey with my legs in and out of the blanket when I was woken up by whistling. The window cleaner was at the bedroom window. The blinds weren't fully closed. The windows were wide open. You can imagine the scenario. I screamed, he screamed, and how he stayed on the ladder, I will never know. Mortified, I'm still paying for the therapy sessions.
Oh no, you poor bastard.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Okay, time for the Friday game show. It's the most ridiculous quiz on the radio. What's it called?
It is called The Great Beat Breakfast. This Sunday is the FIFA World Cup final, Spain versus Argentina. Friday game show, and giving it a lash this morning is Jamie.
Morning, how are you?
I'm good, and you're good, I believe, yeah?
Absolutely.
Whereabouts are you right now?
I'm currently in Douro in County Leash on the way to Cashel.
Okay. And where are you from, Jamie?
Bunclody.
Okay. And what are you doing on your way from Douro to Cashel?
I crashed into someone a couple of weeks ago, and I'm bringing her car to get fixed in work.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Hope everybody's okay.
Yeah. I know, it was grand. Just little tip.
Okay. And Jamie, what is your weekend plan?
A couple of matches. That's really it. A couple of matches, enjoy the sun, maybe a barbecue, something like that.
You got a barbecue, Jamie? Do you do your own food?
Well, I have a barbecue. I wouldn't call myself a cook or anything now, but I know how to turn the gas on.
Yeah. I feel like anyone can barbecue. I don't, like, is that fair to say? Like, I don't think you need, like, particular skill. Like, obviously, just...
But Safe Food Ireland would say, you know, you should be
you can
careful
Google
with
that.
Your meat.
Yeah, you can get some kind of thermometer, you know, you can get some kind of meat thermometer or something. I've heard,
It's more than a thermometer I need, Joe.
I hear you. Right, Niall is very excited because you really don't know about this.
You don't know what you got yourself in for, do you?
Well, if it's anything to go with how Shaw normally runs stuff, I'd say it's going to be absolute madness.
Yeah, for sure. That's fair.
I think that's a very fair assumption on me. Let's do it, Jamie. Let's go for it.
Okay, five questions to go. They're all multiple choice. You cannot get them wrong.
And I also need to explain that all of the questions and answers are somehow related to the words in the title. And sometimes what we do is just take a word, but maybe use half of it, you know? I'm over-explaining, Jamie, I'd say. Am I over-explaining?
Probably. You're after confusing them more than you did when
Jamie,
you started.
Jamie, just strap yourself in. All right, let's do this. This is the Great Beat Breakfast. This Sunday is the FIFA World Cup final, Spain versus Argentina. Friday game show. Question number one, Jamie. Who sings the classic song Simply the Best and Rollin'? Is it A, Gina Ferner, B, Tina Turner, or C, Lena Turner? All right, now please, Jamie, part of this game is to build suspense, all right?
Would you believe I actually don't know the answer?
Simply.
I know, I'm only messing with you. I do.
It's Lena Turner, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's B, I think.
Yeah, it's B. It's Tina Turner. You're simply the best. What a tune. You'll never hear it on beat, but a great, great tune. Well done, Jamie. 1 point on the board. Question number two. When you have a family pet, you might bring the... a female pet and a family pet. Okay. You might bring them to the vet to get them A, surveyed, B, played, or C, spayed.
Weirdly, my dog is going to get it done today.
No way!
Oh, what's your dog's name?
Yeah. Belle.
Belle.
Oh, I love that. Oh, what kind of dog is Belle?
She's a Springer.
And what age?
She is 2.
Okay. Oh, bless. We have to do that with Ashley. Oh, bless her. Okay, so you know what the answer to this is. There's no messing around. What is it, Jamie?
I do. It's C, spade.
Well done. 2 points on the board.
Jamie, this
you're flying
is absolutely it. Ridiculous behaviour. You're doing so well. Okay, here we go. Question number three. Can you please tell me what the common... can you please tell me what the correct version of this well-known summer phrase is? I believe it's a song as well, Jamie. A, the rain in Spain falls mainly on the drain. B, the rain in Spain falls mainly on Jane. Poor Jane.
Delighted to herself. Sorry, Jamie. She'll be back to you in a minute.
That's good. The rain in Spain falls mainly on the plane. Now, Jamie, don't be hasty. All right, don't make any rash decisions, Jamie. Do you know that song?
I'd love to know where you come up with these, Sean.
Yeah, so do I.
There's a lot going on, Jamie. There's a lot going on. I don't know. I just run with whatever comes out, to be honest with you.
I didn't know it was a song.
I think it is a song.
I've never actually heard this saying, but I'm going to go with C. Plane. I hope.
You said plane, did you?
Yeah,
yeah, it is actually plain. Yeah. It is actually plain. I just love the Jane one, but I would have given it to you for the Jane as well. Jamie, what I'm going to do is say that you're making a mockery of people listening to this quiz this morning because you're absolutely running away with it. Question number four, we're nearly there. What is a common informal way to describe a petty and harmless argument? Okay, and I will give you options. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jamie's like, what? It's not worth the 50 euro one for all vouchers.
Well, wait till you hear this one.
Okay, so an informal way to describe a petty or harmless argument. Is it A, having an argy bargy? B, having a oody goody? Or C, having a teeny weeny?
Sorry, Jamie.
Sorry, could you just repeat them so again, just so we can hear it?
A common way to describe a petty or harmless argument. An argy bargy, a hoody goody, or a teeny weeny.
You'd fit right in EastEnders, I think, Sean. It's argy bargy.
It is argy bargy. I had to do it in the style of EastEnders because you couldn't come on and go having an argy bargy. It doesn't have the same effect, Jamie, all right? Jamie, you've pretty much made it through. There's one more round in this and it's called the audio clue round, okay? And what happens here is we warm up our vocal cords firstly. So all together, Niall, we just do a little... And then you, Jamie, just like little something there from you.
Good.
That's impressive.
That's pretty good.
Not everyone can do that, Jamie. I don't think you realise. Okay, so what's going to happen is we are going to sing you a lyric of a well-known song. In this case, it's Rihanna, and you just have to finish the last couple of words. And I 100% know that you will know this song, Jamie, and therefore you can move on with your life and take the 50-euro one for all. You ready, Noel?
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl
in the world.
Yeah.
Like I'm the only ever heard.
Amazing.
Yes, keep going, Jamie, keep going.
I'm not putting myself into Sport Joel Corey Show, you're all right.
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.